This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Police in the United States are scrambling to work out if there's any video footage of the moment a Sydney woman was shot dead by officers in the US. It's understood 40-year-old Justine DeMond called 911 to report hearing noises in the alley outside her home at about 11:30 p.m. local time on Saturday in Minneapolis. But when police arrived to investigate, Justine was shot dead. The two officers involved did not have their body cameras turned on, leaving Justine's family desperate for answers about why she was killed. The 7 Network US correspondent Ashley Mullaney is on the line. Ashley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Everyone's trying to work out what went on here.
Look, there are so many unanswered questions, and I think the community here in Minneapolis is desperate for answers, like Australia is, I guess. It's something that just shouldn't have happened.
So she calls 911 to report a disturbance in the back alley, and somehow she's the one who's shot.
Yeah, it was about 11:30 last night. Pretty much exactly 24 hours ago, here in Minneapolis. I'm standing outside her home here, and it's a really nice leafy suburb. Neighbors are very friendly. They're all in absolute shock and disbelief that this has happened. It was about 11:30 last night when she reported this disturbance to police, and when they've arrived, that they said they've discharged their firearm, fatally wounding a woman who we now know is Justine, a 40-year-old woman from Sydney, Australia. I understand she lived in Manly on the Northern Beaches before moving over here about 3 years ago. She was due to marry her fiancé, Don, in August, and I understand had been living with him here, and her son, Zach, his son, Zach, just absolutely devastated. He's spoken today saying that, you know, this just shouldn't be happening. There's a lot of anger, really, towards the police here.
And the police in Minneapolis saying that the video cameras that they have on their body and also on their dash cam, they were turned off for some reason. So I suppose the search is on for any other camera angles that might have caught something.
Yeah, they're looking for anyone who might have filmed it. But this is it's a really quiet neighbourhood. This isn't a busy part of town, and it's a quiet alleyway. It's hard to imagine that anyone would have captured it on camera. But yeah, it's amazing that those body cameras weren't on. The city of Minneapolis just went through a multi-million dollar upgrade that required all police officers to be wearing these body cameras. They just finished that last year, and it's up to police to make sure that they're working before they go on patrol. So those officers are now, they've been put on administration duties while this investigation takes place. But they didn't have body cameras that were working, and the police dash cam didn't capture it either. So I guess there's still so many questions to be asked.
Yeah, and we're hearing more tributes coming in this afternoon from her family and friends in Australia. Thank you so much, Ashley. We'll see your report on 7 News tonight.
Thanks, Ben.
She's the US correspondent for 7 News, Ashley Mullaney. She'll be reporting from Minneapolis tonight. And tributes coming in for Justine DeMond, including from her stepson, Zach, who said she was my best friend. He said, basically, my mum was shot for reasons I don't know. I just know that she heard a sound in the alley, so then she called the police and the cops showed up and she was shot.